All right, my brother.
Blog Talk Radio.
You for your support and aiding us through all these years. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. This is the Jummah on the radio today, excuse me. And we're broadcasting our Jummah live here. So, inshallah, if you can hear us, please stay on the line. And if you can hear us, please put your phone on mute. So don't hang up. We're getting a call in, so don't hang up. Let's see what we can do here. We're going to cut that one. Don't hang up. Stay on the line, please. We appreciate you calling in. We're trying to handle a couple of calls that are coming in. So stay on the line with us and do not hang up. We appreciate you. Start our Jummah in just a moment. I'm going to get coordinated here, and hopefully everything will work out right for everybody. So stay on the line, please. Let's see what happens. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we got some merged lines here, and everybody's on the Jummah. We got several lines going on. So we're going to go ahead and call the second adhan, which is part of the procedure that we use for every Friday for the Jummah prayer. So stay on the line. If you can, put your phone on mute, and then we'll go ahead and get going. The adhan is the call to prayer. We call it in a loud voice so that we can get those who are near and far to know that it's time for the Jummah and they can make their way to the Jummah prayer. So listen up, and we're going to go ahead and call the second adhan. The first one's already been called.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya salat. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, let me see. I'm going to put everybody on mute here because we're being broadcast on the radio station. So if you can put your phone on mute, that'd be good. Otherwise, I'm going to put take the speaker off, and that way we cannot hear you, and it's not being recorded on our recorder, but you are still connected. So praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We're going to go ahead and say our khutbah al-haja, khutbah al-haja. That is the authentic opening that Prophet Muhammad, the prayer of the peace be upon him, used whenever he opened up the Jummah prayers and other important events, other important lectures or speeches. So it goes as, Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa man sayyati ahmalana man yahdi allahu fala mudilla lahu وَمَنْ يُدْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شِرِكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And in the translation, brothers and sisters, all we're saying is praise be to Allah, verily praise be to Allah. And we have a call coming in. Don't hang up. Stay on the line. There we go. Stay on the line. In the English translation, it's praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide.
I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, the one and only. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him to whom the Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. Brothers and sisters, thank you for being a part of our Jummah today. We have calls coming in all over the place. We're trying to give us a second. You again for joining us on the radio program here today, and we're being broadcast by the Blog Talk Radio, and they've been doing that for us for years now, many years, probably going on 10 years, and we appreciate them very much, and what I said in the meeting a moment ago is that barely, make sure your phone, please, is on mute if you can. What I said a moment ago was that there's no one and nothing worthy of worship except the Creator. We call the Creator Allah. And we hope that everybody who's on the line will make sure and put your little mute button so that we cannot hear what you got going on. And what we're going to do on our end is put our button on so you can hear us. Stay on the line. You can hear us, but we can't hear what's going on in your area. So we believe as Muslims that I'll read that again. I'll read it in the English. It says, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our own bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. He has no partners in his rule. And we bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is Allah's servant and his messenger. And when we say Muhammad, we're talking about the one that the Holy Quran was revealed to. And a lot of people don't know, but that everybody in the world who's named Muhammad, and I believe it's the number one name in the world, number one religious name in the world, and maybe the number one name in the world. More people are named Muhammad and any other name on earth because of the respect, the regard that they have for that prophet who, peace be upon him, sacrificed so much and had the most successful mission of anyone that ever lived. And I know we have our favorite heroes, and it may be some general or it may be some wealthy man. In this society, they tell you and broadcast in the media that the wealthiest people, the people with the billions and billions, they're the greatest of people. And everybody wants to be the billionaire. Everybody wants to be, the one who has the big name and controls land. There's people who own hundreds of thousands of acres of land and hundreds of miles of land that they control for farming research for searching for oil and coal and minerals. But the greatest of people are the people that are nearest to Almighty God. And Muhammad, because of his success and his mission, has been said by not only Muslims, but other people of other religions, that he is the greatest and most successful and the number one named human being on earth. And he's called in Al-Islam, he's called Khayr Mursaleen. Khayr Mursaleen. And that means that he is the best of all of those who were sent by Almighty God to lead us as human beings. And some people might say, better than Adam? And yes, his mission and the success of his mission was even a bigger success than that of our father Adam. And Muhammad's not the father of all mankind like Adam is, all humankind. Muhammad is not the first created human being, no. But he did more with his time and the potential that Almighty God blessed him with. He did more with that than even Adam had a chance to do. And Adam lived so many years, but his descendants, we are his descendants, and we're living on and we're still doing things. We're doing things that Adam never dreamed of doing. But Adam is the father of all humankind, and Adam was the first one to receive revelation from Almighty God, to receive words of guidance from Almighty God. But that does not make him the one who is the most accomplished or who did the most with those words. That title or description belongs to Muhammad. And so people all over revere him, respect him, and they all want to be like him. He is a person who's most wanted to be like than anybody else on earth. And some people might say, well, what about David, or what about Abraham, or what about Moses, or what about Jesus? Well, I'm here to tell you that all of them were sent by Almighty God, and all of them had their time, their era. All of them had their mission, but none of them were as successful in their missions as guiding, receiving knowledge and information that each human being has the opportunity to be guided by. No one received all of the exact manner in which human beings are supposed to live on earth. None of them showed us the exact way that all human beings are supposed to pray in unity all across the continent every day for all of their lives. Some of them received some of this now, but none of them received in its totality everything that will make all human beings go into heaven. You can't get into heaven just by believing in the messenger. You can only get into heaven by following the formula for getting into heaven. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, had the formula for getting into heaven and even for fulfilling a prayer that was made by Jesus, peace be upon him. We call him Isa. And that prayer was, God, give us on earth like it is in heaven. Give us a life on earth like it is in heaven. Well, the religion of Al-Islam is the only religion that completely fulfills that. In the religion that many people have, some are taught to eat their God. Some are taught to just pray to their God. Some are taught to say and to tell the world that they are the chosen ones. Well, I'm here to tell you that there are prophets like Jesus, leaders like Jesus, who said the very people he was sent to, he told them, you're not the chosen ones, even though today they try to convince us that they are the chosen ones. So who are you going to believe? So to end the whole controversy, Muhammad was born, and a revelation came to him that showed him which direction to pray, what are the general times for making the five prayers, how many prayers. You know, Moses was given a number of prayers to make too. But Moses asked God to reduce that number of prayers because he knew it would be too much for man. You know, many Muslims and other people, they don't even make the number of prayers that they do have. I believe the Jews pray, are supposed to pray three times a day, but the Muslims pray five times a day. Well, we're given the manner in which to pray and the things we're supposed to do before we pray, the things we're to say when we pray. And at this time, there's about 2,000 million or 2 billion people, over 2 billion people, who say the same words when they're praying to Almighty God. They turn the same direction, which is the holy grounds where the house was built by Abraham and his son Ishmael, peace be upon them, the father and son prophets, called the Kaaba. The direction that we face, we don't face Jerusalem. You know, the Christians may say, why don't you face Jerusalem? The Jews may say, why don't you face Jerusalem? Well, God revealed to Muhammad that there's a better place to face, and that was the house that was built before Jerusalem's house was built. Jerusalem's house wasn't built before the Kaaba was started. In fact, the grounds at the Kaaba in Mecca was built on, the grounds are sacred. I'm not saying that Mecca or the house is sacred. I'm saying that the grounds are sacred, and the house that they built was dedicated to the worship of Almighty God. And because it's the recognized house of Almighty God on earth, that's why that area is sacred. But Adam was the first one who built a place of worship on the earth. Since he was the first man, you don't think Adam had enough sense to say, I'm going to dedicate these grounds, I'm going to dedicate this area to the worship of Almighty God? But it is documented that Abraham and his son, many, many, many years later, it is documented that they built the building that still it's been expanded and expanded and expanded through the years. But it is documented that they built Abraham, one who's called the father of many nations, the father of many people, that he and his son Ishmael built those grounds, built the house of worship on those grounds. So all the Muslims say there. I'm very excited today, and so I haven't even gotten to my topic today, but one of the things I wanted to talk about, or the topic today, is let Al-Islam put you at the top of your race. Let Al-Islam put you at the top of your race. And I know as soon as you start talking like that, people, it becomes controversial immediately. People say, oh, at the top of your race, top of your race. Are you all part of the color scheme too? Well, of course Muslims are part of the color scheme, but it's not a scheme. It's a color reality that Almighty God gave to all mankind. So no matter if you're a human being, you belong to some skin tone, but that's not that important. It's not important to Muslims to belong to a skin tone. It's not that important for Muslims to belong to a party or a race or a religion. It's not that important for us because we are all sons of Adam. And we now know because of science, well, the Quran tells you, let me see if I can remember in Arabic, it says that he, Sidgata Allah, wa ma nasanu min Allahi Sidgata, wa nahnu lahu abidun. It says that Almighty God is the one who gives colors. Almighty God is the one who, the word sibgatah is translated as baptism. But doesn't mean water baptism. It means created or given an appearance, you know, given a status. So we say that Almighty God is the one who baptizes us or colors us the way that he wants us to be colored. And as science, now we know from science that if you live in a certain part of the earth or if you live in a certain zone on the earth, it can be too cold there for you to get dark. We now know because of science that a chemical, I believe it's called melanin, that it is the chemical that's in your skin, and if you don't have enough of it, then when the sun rays hit you, you won't be toned or made darker. And it is actually a protection against the sun, which we know can give you cancer or damage, which we call a cancer, to your skin if you don't have a protection from the, I believe it's gamma rays of the sun, which can damage your skin, and you have to use something to protect it. Well, instead of using skin tone lotion, there are people who have a lot of that melanin in their bodies, and the people of Africa have a lot of it. And it stands to reason that they've been here the longest, and everybody by now knows that the first of the sons of Adam were born in or lived in the region of Africa, which is very hot. It gets a tremendous amount of sun. And if Almighty God hadn't given us the melanin, then we would not exist now because we would have died long ago from skin cancer. So anyway, a very quick little science class there. But when we're talking about race and being at the top of our race, it's not your color that makes you the top of your race. It's not your money that makes you or puts you at the top of your race. It's not whether you male or female that puts you at the top of your race. It's not your following in sons or how big your army is or how vast your land is or how much crop you grow or how much wealth and resources you get out of your ground, get out of the ground where you are. It's your piety. It's your respect for Almighty God. It's your reverence for Almighty God that gives you, that puts you at the top of any race. And it doesn't matter what your color is. If you want to call yourself by your race, and you're a believer in Almighty God, and you satisfy and please the conditions that Almighty God has set out for you to be accepted as a righteous person, then you're at the top of your race. It's as simple as that. If I went among the Indonesians and I act right, I'm at the top of their race, even though I don't look like them. So we just wanted to kind of play around with this racism that the world, that Satan has suggested and tricked the world into forming and living by and judging people by and condemning people by and creating all kinds of controversy, war, fitna, we call it, fitna. Al-fitna is a test, also means challenge, it means stress, it means opposition, hostility, anger, those kinds of things. So we want to end the fitna for Muslims by saying that our way of life, al-Islam, and the book that Allah sent us with, the last revelation that Almighty God sent us with, is the revelation that will end the idea of racism, because every son of Adam is included in the race called the human race, the race that is made up of the sons of Adam, the people of Adam, everyone. And if you want to extend it even further, you can say that we know the jinns are not the sons of Adam. They're actually of the same tribe as Iblis. Iblis is a name that Satan had before he was called Satan. And he used to be a good being. But when he rebelled against Almighty God, then he fell. He was kicked out of grace. So everybody has an idea about Satan and all that. But I just want you to know that the jinn people, they're called mankind, but they're not human. They're made of fire. And the reason we don't call them human is because they're not a son of Adam. Adam was the one who received divine revelation from Almighty God. He was the first one who did that. And that revelation was so powerful. God's will intended to make a being that was above the jinns, better than the jinns. And so Almighty God made Adam and gave Adam his own knowledge, and Adam was the first one of mankind. The jinns were before. Yes, they were created before. They're made of fire, anger, hostility, jealousy, rage. They're made of fiery, hot passions. They're made of emotions, out-of-control emotions. But the laws of Almighty God that he gave to Adam, a standard came about that gave guidance not only to Adam and his descendants, but even set the standard for all mankind, the jinns included. So they had a chance to come out of their craziness, come out of their undevelopment, and come into more and more development. And even every human has a little jinn in them. And they asked Prophet Muhammad the prayer and the peace be upon him. We always say that for all of the prophets, peace be upon them. And if we forget, we mean to say peace be upon them. But Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, did he have a jinn? And he said, yes. He said, but the guidance of Allah, he said, Allah has helped me make my jinn a Muslim. How did he do that? The guidance was given by Almighty God, and Muhammad followed that guidance. And thereby, he gained control over all of his emotions, over all of his feelings. In the guidance of God is how you're supposed to live each and every day. The animals don't have to worry about that because they're guided by, you know, their animal nature, their instinct. But the human being, all mankind, the men and the jinn, we have to have control over ourselves. And the guidance of Almighty God gave Muhammad a power that let him control his peace that's in him and control any emotionalism that's in him. And he being the prophet and the example for all mankind, that caused the jinns to have a chance to be more human, even though they're all emotional. If you could teach a person to act right, and they act right long enough, even though they may have had a different beginning, they now can act like a human being, perform like a human being, perform like they got control of themselves by adhering to the laws, the divine laws that Almighty God has given us to live by. Hope you understand what I'm talking about. So anyway, hopefully, I noticed that was a little short, speech there. We got a little bit more. But hopefully that kind of gives you some insight into what we're talking about when we say that the rules or the laws of Al-Islam, the religion or culture of Al-Islam, this way of life, can put you, anybody, at the top of their race, the top of their life, the top of a blessed culture, blessed manners, blessed ways. How are we doing that? You heard Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, say, the truth will make you free. With truth and language, with the words of truth, the language of truth, with the words of truth, you'll be set free. You'll be set in order. You'll gain power. You'll gain a powerful mindset that rightly directs you each and every day. The Muslim is told there's never a time when we're to come out of what we're being taught is the revelation of Almighty God, the guidance of Almighty God. Quran Allah, the guidance of Almighty God. So we live this way every day of our life. We believe in Almighty God. You've heard in Scripture, it's your faith that has saved you. Your belief that has saved you. Your faith has saved you. So if you have faith in Almighty God and what he says, the direction that he gives you, you got it. Don't follow the world. They'll tell you that they got guidance. They'll tell you they're chosen. They'll tell you they're more fit to be followed. But they're not fit to be followed unless they are one of those people who they're not fit to be followed until they're one of those people who accept the guidance of Almighty God and have faith and belief in Almighty God. So it's their faith. It's their faith. It's your faith that will liberate you. So Muslims believe in these articles that we call principles of faith. And the first one is have faith in Almighty God. Have faith in Almighty God. And going along with that is the one who carries the revelation or the words or the laws that came to mankind, and that is Muhammad. So we worship Allah, but we don't worship Muhammad. We worship the Creator, but we don't worship men or people or anything. We don't worship angels. Certainly don't worship the devil. So we believe in Allah. We have faith in Allah, and we have faith in the one who brought us Allah's guidance, and that's Muhammad, peace be upon him. Then we are told to show that respect, and we show that respect to Almighty God by obeying him, by bowing down to Almighty God, by praying to Almighty God and seeking his help, seeking his love, seeking his guidance, seeking his protection, seeking the provisions that he gives us. So Muslims pray five times a day. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, prayer increases you. Prayer illuminates you. Prayer gives you the guidance that you're looking for, brothers and sisters. Prayer does that. So we pray five times a day at stated times. We pray before the sun comes up. We pray right after the sun passes the noontime. We pray in the mid-afternoon. We pray in the early evening, just after the sun goes down, and we pray in the night. We have names for all of that. I can say it real fast, but I won't go into the procedure. But we pray the Fajr prayer. We pray the Zuhr prayer. That's the Fajr is before the sun. Zuhr is right after the sun is at its height. We don't pray when the sun's coming up. We don't pray when the sun's at the height, and we don't pray when the sun's going down because we're not sun worshipers. We don't worship creation. Abraham got us through that, right? Peace be upon him. He said, I worship nothing but he who made me. So he turned away from the sun. He turned away from the stars. He turned away from the moon. He turned away from anything. He turned away from the false gods, the idols. We don't worship statues and pictures. That's forbidden and is known to be forbidden by many methods. Moses turned away from statues. Abraham was known to break statues. Muhammad certainly didn't. Jesus certainly didn't. Jesus said, I come up him who sent me. But he wasn't a statue worshiper. A statue didn't send Jesus or make Jesus. So we don't pray to idols. We don't pray to people. We don't pray to statues. But anyway, so the third prayer of the day we call the Asr prayer, the afternoon prayer. We pray the evening prayer, early evening prayer. That's called the Maghrib prayer, and the night prayer is called Isha prayer. You got names for all of them: Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. And I apologize if I'm going real fast, but we're trying to get a lot in a short period of time. And that's why I'm kind of beating it up a little bit today. But try to focus, brothers and sisters, and stay with me. So we believe that, did I finish the five pillars? No. We pray. Then the next thing we do is we give in charity. You got to give to the poor. You got to give to the disadvantaged. You got to help them. So that's the third principle that we have. And the first two I mentioned was one, faith. Next one is prayer. The next one is charity. The next one is fasting in the month of Ramadan. We fast and we sacrifice and we learn self-control through fasting. And the month of Ramadan, which is coming up very shortly, is the month of fasting that Muslims observe. And it's one of the principles of our religion and the five principles of our religion. And the last principle of the religion is to visit the house of Almighty God in Arabia if you can afford it and if you are physically able, not ill. And we do that because we revere the house of Almighty God that we call the Kaaba that was built by Abraham and his son Ishmael, peace be upon them. We revere that house. And that house is a house that is, brothers and sisters, if you're on the line, please put your phone on mute. Please put your touch your mute button so we can't hear you if you can. So we revere the opportunity to pray to Almighty God. So when it's prayer time, the five daily prayers, Muslims all over the earth, whenever it's time for their daily prayers in their area, all of them, and 24 hours a day, there are Muslims somewhere on the earth that are facing that house that was built by Abraham and his son Ishmael. We call it the Kaaba. And they're making their prayers. Thousands of people make their prayers. Thousands, I'm talking thousands of millions, 2,000 million make that prayer every day. And brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, if you can, put your phone, your telephone on mute so we can't hear you, if you can. 2 billion people turn and face that direction every day. 24 hours a day, and we've been doing it for over 1,000 years. As a group, Muslim culture, Muslim religion, Muslim people, Islamic people have been for over 1,000. This is the year 1,444 on the Islamic calendar. Our calendar began to commemorate when Muhammad escaped from his enemies in the city of Mecca, and he went to Medina. When he got there, that's the day our calendar began. And we have 12 months, and four of those months are sacred months. And they are months in which you're to take special care to show respect for Almighty God. This is the month of Rajab. This is the 19th of Rajab. And this is the month in which you are supposed to take special care to respect what Almighty God requires of us as Muslims, requires of us to do. So we want to, in this month, we want to make sure that we make it all of our prayers. We want to make sure that we got faith. We want to make sure we're giving in charity. We want to make sure that we are conditioning ourselves and getting ourselves ready for the months that are coming up soon. The main month is Ramadan for fasting. That's the month in which the Holy Quran began to be revealed, so that we would learn control over ourselves, that we would learn all the words, the revelation that Almighty God sent to Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the Muslims that are on the line, I'm sure you are very familiar with what I'm talking about. We also, from time to time, have guests, and sometimes we have guests that have traveled to Muslim countries or have Muslim friends and family members, and so they may know a lot about the religion as well. And then during this month, we want to make sure and keep ourselves prepared to visit the house of Allah that's over in Arabia. So I think we covered some of the things that I wanted to talk about today. We really appreciate you joining us. And every Friday, all of the Muslims all over the world stop what they're doing. all over the world at the time of their Jumu'ah prayer, which for us, it takes the place of the Zuhr prayer, the one that's right after noon, so that we're not worshiping when the sun is high. Right after noon, this is the time called Zuhr. Jumu'ah, this prayer meeting that we're in now, it takes the place of that prayer. So all over the earth, when it's in their time zone and it's time for the Zuhr prayer, the early afternoon prayer, the one that's that is a proof for us that we're not worshiping the sun, because we don't do it when the sun's straight up. Wherever they are, all over the earth, when it's time for that prayer for them, they are making that. There's over 2 billion Muslims on the earth, 2,000 million. That's the same as 2 billion. They're stopping what they're doing in their time zone, and they're making that prayer. When they're in their time zone, they're making that Jumu'ah prayer. When it's in their time zone, they are observing everything that Allah asks us to observe. All over the earth, every Friday, every Muslim has to be clean. Isn't that beautiful that a group of people, about 25% of the earth, are told that they have to be the ones who lead in the people being honest, the people believing in Almighty God, the people praying to Almighty God? They're told that they're the people who are required to give in charity. So some people, they just do their own thing. You know, this society here, because they have songs that say, do your thing. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. You do your own thing. Sock it to whoever you want to. Do what you want to do. Be rebellious. Be crazy. Be insane. Sell drugs. Shoot people. Run over people. Lie. Scheme. And that goes from the top people, so-called top people, all the way down to the lowest people. You would expect the lowly people or the people who are hungry and to act criminal, but you wouldn't expect that to find that crime and that sin and that disgrace, that lying and that scheming and that fraud. You wouldn't expect to see that in your best people, so-called best people. But sometimes the best people are not really the best people, even though they declare sanctity for themselves. There's a verse in the Holy Quran that says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas." Ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. That the ones who believe in Almighty God, and it's addressing Muslims when it's talking about that, it says that you are the group, that you Muslims are the group that have been commanded by Almighty God to be the best on earth, to such an extent that you become a legal example for the rest of the world. A legal example for the rest of the people. Why wouldn't it be legal when Almighty God has commanded it? You're expected to be a legal example for all the rest of the people. If you're 25%, that means there's 75% of the people that are doing something else. Well, the Muslim is called to be the one that is so refined in his behavior, so obedient to the rules and the laws of Almighty God, that he is fit. Heard a lady the other day tell the president he wasn't fit to be the president. I thought about it. But the Muslim is told by Almighty God, if you obey what Almighty God has revealed, you are fit to be the example for the rest of the world. You are fit to be the example for the rest of the world, and here's how you're going to do it. It says it right in the verse. It says that you are the ones who call to all that is right and forbid all that is wrong, and believe in Almighty God, and you show that you believe in Almighty God. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. You are the best people or community brought forth for the benefit of everybody on earth, of everybody else. Ta'maruna bil ma'ruf means commanding all that is right and good and useful. Ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, and forbidding, condemning, trying to turn people away from all that is wrong and evil and unjust, and showing that you believe and how to believe in Almighty God. That's the jacket we wear. That's the identity we have. That's the life that we are commanded to live by the Creator. And we are told, don't break that. We are told, don't break it. If you live it, if you keep it and don't break it, you will be given the highest place in heaven. You will be given the highest place in heaven right in the presence of Almighty God. And you'll be living the highest life on the planet. You'll be quenching the thirst that Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, had. He said, our Father who art in heaven, and included in that prayer is, give us life on earth as it is in heaven. Who doesn't want that? Well, obviously, there are many people care about that who don't want that. They don't want to live by no rules. And they, if you give them the best rules, this is another verse in the Quran, if you give them the best rules, they won't follow it. They won't obey you. In fact, they will hate you. Who knows about that? Ask Jesus about hate. Ask Muhammad about hate. Ask Moses about hate. Ask Abraham about hate. Some of them, their own relatives hated them more than anybody else in the world. Abraham's father said, if you turn away from our idols, I will kill you, Abraham. Now get away from me. Yeah. Moses had to run. And what is his first? What was his faith? His faith was have no gods before Almighty God. The Lord thy God is one. Have no gods before him. So he was chased because he was trying to come back to normal. He was trying to come back to when you don't have to turn to anybody for help and survival, sanctity, to teach you how to act like a human being, but Almighty God. That's what they all were about. Abraham had to get away from his own relatives. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had to get away from his own relatives. Jesus said, a man is not safe or, how does it, accepted, I believe is the word, I'm not sure, even in his own land. You know they didn't speak English. They spoke languages that are related to Arabic, Hebrew, Aramaic. They didn't speak no English. Jesus was known to have spoken either Aramaic and Greek, is what they said. And, of course, he knew Arabic because Arabic is related to and Hebrew is related to Aramaic. Of course. So we have to wake up and realize that Almighty God is blessing us big time, that we have been given a mission, that if we keep it, we'll have the heaven on earth, and we'll have eternal life with Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he can do what he will. Just like you think you can do what you want to do anytime you want to do it to anybody you want to do it to, and you've been like that for a long time, just like that. No. Almighty God is the one who can do anything he wants to, anytime he wants to, and he is the one who's given you you. Almighty God is the one who's given you you, and all he says is, I'm going to reward you and reward you and reward you if you would act right, if you would act the you that I've given you. If you would act the righteous you that I've given you, you know every baby is born righteous. Nobody's born in sin. Now, you might have been born in a neighborhood or in a hospital that's in a neighborhood where the people are kind of nutty and criminal and acting stupid. But you the baby, you the infant, you the newborn baby, you don't have no sins on you. So why is there language in society that says you are born in sin, but the people who lie say that they are the chosen people when they don't do nothing but create corruption? They own the media. They own the football teams. They own all the what do they call it? Concessions. You know, a baseball cap or a football patch or whatever can cost you $100 for a cap. These people are rich, rich, rich. They've always wanted rich. Jesus said they were hypocrites. He called them children of the devil because they care more about things. They care more about pushing you off your land. They care more about you having no place to live. They care more about taking your life from you with drugs and alcohol. Where's the alcohol industry at? It's right here. Where's the tobacco industry? Where are the drugs filtering into? They all want to come here and get the money because they know this is the big old gigantic slave pen, the big old gigantic corral, the big old gigantic zone where the devil can do his thing. He's the one that's trying to get everybody to do what they want to do to anybody they want to do it to any time they want to do it, and he don't care and not care who you hurt. That's hell. That is nothing but hell. But we the Muslims are told and forbidden to follow Satan. We're told, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la kuti, la, don't follow the footsteps of Satan. Sometimes I forget the Arabic. I've learned so much. And we're told as Muslims that for every letter of Arabic, every letter of Quran that you learn, every letter of divine scripture that you learn, Zabur, scripture, we're told that every letter that you learn, you get 10 rewards. That's what the prophet, peace be upon him, said. He said, learn the Arabic. Jesus didn't speak no Arabic, English. Moses wasn't into English. But you insist on following the evil ones that lead you with English and French and German and Spanish and Portuguese and Italian and Dutch and all that. You insist upon following these people that have a track record for creating hell, pressure, slavery, evil, rape, murder everywhere they go, drunkenness, rape everywhere they go, homosexuality. They spread psychological diseases, harm, hell everywhere they go, all over the planet, even if you don't want to admit it. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. We're going to go into the second part of the talk today. I didn't mean to get away from our subject that much, but I think we did it some justice. So we're going to go into the second part of the talk. Don't hang up. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. That means peace be unto you. We thank Almighty God for blessing us with knowledge that helps us grow and develop, that helps us see. I mentioned earlier that prayer is illumination, and we live by light. We live by the light of truth, the light of reason, the light of honor and dignity, trust, cleanliness. And alhamdulillah, ahmaduhu wa astainahu wa astahdihi wa astakfiruhu. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَنَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ ابْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. We thank Allah for guiding us and helping us. We thank Allah for saving us from the evils of our own soul, from our bad deeds that the world and the evil one of the world tries to suggest to us to follow into. And we know that if we follow Allah, we will not be misled or misguided. But if we fall into disfavor, and if we fall into bad times and bad habits, then we will, the only one who can guide us is Allah. And we fall down asking him to forgive us and have mercy upon us so we can be guided right. And we thank Allah and we ask Allah's forgiveness and help. And we praise Allah and we ask that he would have mercy upon Muhammad and his family and his companions and all of the believers the world over, that Muhammad is the one who is called the Khair Mursaleen, the best out of all of the messengers. And he has the best mindset for us, the mindset that comes from Almighty God. Brothers and sisters, we have to wake up. Ameen. We have to wake up, and we have to be people who are not stuck in our habits. Don't be stuck in your bad habits, brothers and sisters. We want the habits of true believers. We want the habits of honest people. A whole way of life has been given to our culture as Muslims. how to do everything from beginning to end, how to receive our children when they're born, what to do, how to raise family. We're taught all of this, how to treat each other, how to treat not only the Muslim, but also the person who does not know anything about our way of life. We are the true human beings of the earth, and we should act. We must act accordingly. So we don't want to be stuck in habits. You don't want to be stuck in your bad habits. If you're stuck in your bad habits, your life will cost you more. When you go to do something righteous, but you don't do it, there's a bigger price. There's a price to pay. You don't want to be stuck in your bad habits. But if you're stuck in your bad habits, your own choices, it's your own choices that will make you spend more. You turn the wrong way, you got to turn around and go back. You got to change. Don't be those who won't change or don't want to change. We want to be people who are willing to adjust ourselves and to change our behavior. That's what Ramadan and the four sacred months are about. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the month before, 2 months before Ramadan, that month, this is the month, Rajab, belongs to Allah. And we're to have respect for Allah, more respect, greater respect, to strive hard and to start getting ourselves ready for Ramadan when we, according to the religion, have to do certain things during Ramadan that will help us force a change in our lives. We're not eating during that month. We're fasting during that month. Talking too much during that month. We're reading the whole Quran during that month because the Holy Quran, which is the book of guidance, the book of truth, the book of how-to, according to how what Allah has revealed, that's the month it was revealed, and so it helps us adjust ourselves. So this month belongs to Allah. We respect Allah. We regard Allah more in this month. Rev yourself up and start giving more charity. Pay more attention. Read more and pay more attention to what Allah has said through his prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. He said, if you will hold on to the revelation or the laws, the book of Allah, the truth that has come to Allah that we now have written down in a book, he said, if you will hold on to that and his way of living that truth, that revelation, he said, you'll never go astray. You'll never go astray. The next month that's coming up, called Shaban, I believe, that month, he said, belongs to him, belongs to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the next month coming after Rajab is Shaban, and we want to do more to realize how the Prophet, peace be upon him, was so successful, how he brought his success about. He brought it about through sacrifice, and we want to try to strive hard just like he did and act better as a human being. And make ourselves have control over ourselves just like he did. He said that month Shaban belongs to him. And then he said the month of Ramadan, which is the month of fasting, he said that month belongs to the community. Of course, all of it belongs to Allah, we know. But it's representative of us seeing a special time when we're to make ourselves conform, make ourselves change. Make ourselves conform and obey what Almighty God Allah wants for us as human beings. That's why we're the best people. If you do that, you'll be numbered among those kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat lil nas. You are the best of people evolved for, brought forth, the best community forth for the benefit of mankind. And by there being millions and millions and millions of us, we will bring a change about in the world. We'll bring a change about in ourselves. We'll bring a change about in our families. We'll bring a change about on our jobs or in our neighborhoods. We'll bring a change about in our towns, cities, villages. We'll bring a change about for the world. After all, 2 billion people, that's a lot of people, brothers and sisters. A lot of people. Allah says he's made us so that 2 billion, so that Muslim, I'll put it like this, I won't even say the numbers. I'll just say this. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said one learned Muslim is powerful enough to do battle with the devil. One learned Muslim is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. That's exactly what the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. He said one studied Muslim, one learned Muslim, one educated Muslim, one Muslim who knows the Holy Quran, because nothing else is going to work. What works on the devil is us taking that book and hurling it at the lies that they have in this world. If we throw that book at the devil, he's finished. He's finished. He's scared of that. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, said, when you're reading the Holy Quran, when you're reciting the Holy Quran, the devil runs past your house. He goes past your house. He don't want to hear it. Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when you call the Adhan, when you're saying Allah is greater and more important than anything, when you're saying come to prayer, come to success, when you say there's no God except Allah, said the devil runs away, miles away, sticks his fingers deep in his ears and pees on himself. I know you think that's a joke, but it's not a joke. It's reality, because the messenger of Allah says that situation that the devil is in when you will be leaving in the Holy Quran, when you're calling out the things that Allah says to call out, when you're calling his name, when you're calling the Adhan, when you're calling on Allah alone, sincerely, the devil wants to get away from you. He don't want to hang around with you. You're his enemy, and he knows you're his enemy. You're the one that's got to realize. You're the one that's got to figure out you can't be following this society, because this society, the people that don't act right in this society, those are your enemies. Most of them are ignorant, and they have no idea of what peril, bad situation they're putting themselves into. But you know it, so you got to stay away from the terrible things that the devil has taught them to do. He said, Allah says, stay away from gambling, stay away from drugs, stay away from alcohol, any intoxicant. Stay away from murder. Stay away from lying. Stay away from fornication. Stay away from adultery. Stay away from stealing and thieving and scheming and backstabbing and swindling and fraud. Allah said in the Holy Quran, woe to those who deal in fraud. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, don't follow the footsteps of the devil. We said that earlier. Brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up. So it's time to change our bad habits. It's time for us to have control over ourselves to the point that nobody can mislead us. Nobody can force us to do wrong. Now, I don't care where you come from. You'll be at the top of your race. You'll be at the top of the human race, and it won't matter what you look like. Get out of being these people who keep listening to these people that call you to look at your color, call you to look at the inferior things about you. Your color is one of the most inferior things about you. Because if you don't pay any attention to the color, every other person on the planet has the same thing you have by the billions. That's why doctors can be doctors. They open up the chest of people. How many people are you going to find with serious heart problems naturally? Nobody. How many people are you going to find that can't talk or utter any words? How many are you going to find people you going to find that don't blink? How many people are you going to find that don't have water in their body? The physical human body is made up of over 70% water. How many people are you going to find don't have no blood in their body, no kidneys, no liver, no spleen? Brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up. We even breathe at about the same rate. The average, they'll give you an average. If you're walking, okay, it's different. If you're running, okay, it's different. But everybody, based on your age, you have so many times you breathe, so many times your heart beats, so fast your skin grows, so fast you do whatever a human being was designed by the Creator, Allah, to do. Brothers and sisters, this is a rich, wonderful, who talks like us? This is a rich, wonderful way of life. And the only reason we can talk like this is because we think differently. The only reason, and when I say differently, I mean from other people who don't care. The reason that we can talk and say the right things, the reason our language is truth, our everyday language is truth, reality, decency, honor. We worship the invisible God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. You can't see the creator. What kind of person are you down on your knees praying to a tree or a piece of wood or praying to a metal thing or praying to animals, or praying to a mountain, or praying to the ocean, or praying to the moon, the sun? What kind of person are you praying to the inferior things when the creator of the heavens and the earth has made you morally, mentally, spiritually, intellectually a superior thing? Don't listen to this society. They get on the news, they get on the media, they get on the radio, they get on the TV, they get on the internet, and they just lie and lie and lie. And you're supposed to feel sorry for them, but they don't feel sorry for you. You're the one being burnt up in the fires every day. You're the one who's being gassed by lies and falsehood every day. Your mind, your psychology, your thinking is being abused every day. Shot down in the street, dragged through the woods, hung up in trees. I'm talking about that dark skin and some other people. But you are not to allow, just out of what they tell you are not allowed by Almighty God to accept what they say you are. You are allowed by Almighty God, and in fact commanded by Almighty God, to say who he says you are, and he says you're the best. He's the one that's telling you to come out of the bad habit of listening to people who are astray, who are evil, who are demonic, who are liars, who are hypocrites. Jesus could see them. And if you follow this revelation given to Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, if you read that Holy Quran, you'll start seeing them too. You know you're not supposed to be around them, and you'll get the strength to separate yourself from the evil ones. Yes, you will. So may Allah guide us and have mercy upon us and give us the strength to change our habits so that we turn away from what is false, that we live for the one who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. We know you can't see him. How are you going to see the creator when he's beyond? He's beyond the solar system. He's beyond the universe. And he's deep in the soil, deep under the ocean. All of that at the same time. He's everywhere at the same time, and he doesn't lose anything. He doesn't lose power. He doesn't lose focus. The creator is divine and perfect in every way and everything. He commands us to be his servants, and if we obey him, he'll give us glory in this world and the next. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. That means peace be upon you or peace be unto you. We're going to close. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means surely Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. For you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin. In the Kahamidu Majid. Rabbana Atina Fidunya. Rabbana Hablana Minas Wajina wa Duryatina Kurata Ayin Waji Alan Mutakini Mama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring. Give us a wife and children who will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana Adrilana the Nubana Wasrafina fi Amrina. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from deeds that will be a chastisement, lead us to the chastisement of the hell fire. Give us salvation against the torment of the hell fire. Ameen. Akim al-Salat, that means stand the prayer, call the stand of prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Qad kamal al-salah, qad kamal al-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Okay, brothers and sisters, what we want to say is astaw, which means stand up and make your line straight. You got to remember that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the best of you is one who learns the Holy Quran and then lives by it and teaches it to others. He said, that's the best of you, the ones who learn the Holy Quran, who learn what the laws and the rules of Almighty God, who lives by those, and then teaches those things to others. So we're going to line up now and make our prayer. It's a two-procedure prayer, two-parts prayer called the Jumu'ah prayer. And we're praying or bowing only to Almighty God. We're not doing anything different from what Jesus did. Jesus is known to have bowed when he made his prayers to Almighty God. He wasn't praying to himself. He was praying to Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. That's what we do.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم هم المؤمنون أكثرهم الفاسقون
الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك عن الأنفال كل الأنفال لله ورسوله فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Man and Rahim, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the world. Ar-Rahman and Rahim, most gracious, most merciful, Maliki al-Medin, master of the day of judgment. Yaka na'budu wa yaka nasta'in. Thee alone do we worship and thee alone whose aid we seek. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight way. Sirat al-ladina and amta alayhim, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your grace and favor. Not the way of those upon whom your wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen. Takbir. That means to say God is greater and more important than anything. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar.
So when someone says takbir, all we say is Allahu Akbar, which means Allah is greater and more important than anything. So the sisters, let us pray. Oh Allah, have mercy upon those who are ill. Have mercy upon them and their families and give them the strength after get well and return to their families. And those who have passed on, Allah, we will ask you to forgive them their sins, have mercy upon them, and let them enter into paradise. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we pray to Allah that you and your family will be well and healthy and strong and faithful, and that you will keep up your prayers and keep giving in charity. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that giving in charity burns up sin like water puts out fire. Giving in charity burns up sins, eliminates sins like water puts out fire. So we're asking Allah to have mercy upon us and strengthen us and guide us and keep us on the right path, to keep us being Muslims all the days of our lives, and to teach our way of life to each and every person that we can. Amen. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us today for our Jummah. We appreciate you, those who are near, those who are far, we appreciate you. And we want to let the Blog Talk Radio staff know that we appreciate them for this years and years of support under the leadership of Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad. And we pray that Allah will bless all of you all, and we hope that you'll see us. We hope to see you again and listen to you again and be with us on the radio again next week, inshallah. So, again, this is Muhammad Khatib. Next week we'll be at the Veterans Administration Hospital, I do believe. And they start a little bit late, so you might, if you might want to call in at about 1:30 our time. If you did call at 1 o'clock our time, we still probably will be reading the Quran up until the Jummah prayer starts. So thank you again for joining us. May Allah bless each and every one of you. And we say to you, as we always do, peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.